of the last nuclear arms treaty. So now he said, I'm not, you know, nuclear arms treaty is done. I'm going to go ahead and build up my nuclear forces. And then the NTSB came out with their first report pertaining to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. They said, first of all, there was no alert for the train crew until just before the derailment happened. So they didn't have time to react, to try to do something to prevent it from happening. Two is the reason why it happened is because an axle was bent. And the way it was bent is it caused the wheel to create too much friction. And at one point, it was 245 degrees higher than its normal temperature. And that's what made the wheel, the bearing basically break and caused the derailment. So that was the first part of the things. So going back to that, I was mentioning this last week. Pete Buttigieg blamed the Trump administration for the train derailment. If you recall, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, said that the Trump administration rolled back a regulation that required electronic brakes for certain types of cargo. So you have to have these certain types of electronic brakes on if you're carrying certain types of cargo like hazardous materials, right? He says the Trump administration rolled that back, so it's their fault that this happened. I said, where's the reporter in the room that said, are you confirming that this train did not have those brakes? Nobody asked that. The second question to follow up with that is, if they did have those brakes or if they didn't have those brakes, can you confirm that these trains would have been, that the train wouldn't have derailed if it had those types of brakes? Nobody asked that question. So now we get the report today, and it sounds like even if it did have those brakes, it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, that's not what caused the train derailment. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you a couple of other thoughts here about Vladimir Putin wanting to increase his nuclear forces. Go ahead, Gracie.
I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area. Still seeing slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but it is improving. 98 throughout West Pensacola near Lillian Highway has cleared up as well. And just slight slowdowns on 98 getting in to Navarre from Windhaven Beach. Throughout Gulf Breeze Parkway, we are looking good throughout Gulf Breeze proper, the Nature Preserve, and Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So Vladimir Putin says he's going to increase the nuclear forces for Russia. And I was talking about this a little bit earlier, and I'm like, how many nuclear weapons would it take to go off for us to pretty much destroy humanity as we know it? I mean, we saw our only real example we have is some footage of nuclear bomb testing, and we have Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those are our only real examples. And from what we understand today, even our like smallest like suitcase nuclear bomb is more powerful than Fat Boy and Little Man Fat Boy, and so which is what hit Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So, how many of those massive bombs would it take? Because you know, as soon as somebody sets off one, somebody else is going to set off another one. How many would it take to pretty much destroy life as we know it? 30? 50? 100? Even if you said 500. Okay, that's a lot. You have 500 bombs plus the nuclear fallout that would occur from those bombs, humanity would be done, right? The United States has 3,500 nuclear weapons. Russia has 4,700 nuclear weapons. Like, worldwide, there's nearly 13,000 nuclear weapons out there. I'm like, why do we need that many nuclear weapons unless we're going to attack another world? Maybe that's what it is. We're getting ready to attack the people on Mars. That's the only logical explanation here. Lighten it up here just a little bit. I just saw this study. A lot of companies have been trying out the four-day work week. And we know employees love it. In fact, 15% of employees said you couldn't pay them enough money to go back to a five-day work week. That's how much they love the four-day work week. But what about the employers? According to new research, 92% of employers who try the four-day work week stick with it. That's pretty. When you get 90% of anything, that's a pretty tremendous number. And 92% of companies who try the four-day work week love it so much they stick with it. So that's pretty amazing. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All right, if you'd like a pair of tickets to every game at the Sun Belt Conference that comes up this week, We got a book for you. So the book is you're going to get a ticket. Well, actually, we got two books. So we're going to give you a pair of tickets to every game. Don't we have any more tickets, Gracie? I thought we have some more tickets, right? Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so all right, perfect. So we're going to give you we're going to give you two books to the Sun Belt Conference, which begins next Tuesday and goes through the 6th. So that means a pair of tickets to every game. That's awesome. So if you like that pair of tickets, just text in the word HOOPS to 850-437-1620. It's 850-437-1620. Then let's see here. Da-da-da. Yeah, all right, that'll do it. Let's go ahead and get top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Alex Murdaugh is being grilled today over his claims about his drug addiction. He was on the stand all day in his double murder trial. Murdaugh said his addiction to painkillers is what led him to steal money from his law firm. The prosecution pointed out Murdaugh made millions in fees and asserted he really stole to support his lavish lifestyle. A new study says there's no evidence mask mandates did anything beneficial at all during COVID anywhere in the world. A comprehensive study by Oxford University concluded there's just no evidence they made any difference. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate averaged 6.5% for the week that ended today. That's a jump from just over 6.3% the prior week. And Aaron Rodgers out of his darkness retreat. The Green Bay Packer quarterback spent several days and nights at Sky Cave Retreats in Southern Oregon. The owner of the facility confirmed Rodgers left yesterday. Bobby?
I'm just laughing. One of the texts we got in there, I said, text in the word hoops to win the pair of tickets. And they said, hoops, there it is. Yeah, there you go. Back to the Alex Murdaugh thing. So we were talking about that earlier. Like, neither you nor I are very familiar with this case and why is this big? Apparently, somebody texted in that 2020 has been covering this case for like a month, and some other big, like, you know, these crime podcasts and stuff have been covering mm-hmm. it. And so why did they choose it? You know, who knows? We never know. You know, why did the Gabby Petito thing end up being so big, right? But that's, I guess, why there's so much buzz, is because there's some pretty big outlets that are that are covering it on a regular basis. So it's like, okay.
All right.
Somebody else just texted and says, well, it's just the news stations have nothing else to cover. Okay. Maybe that's it too. Aaron Rodgers coming out of his little, they call it like a hobbit retreat. It's just this, I don't know. I saw the interior. Uh-huh. Obviously, the interior was lit up with the pictures we saw. But
right.
So did he really like have no light in that little tiny?
Like no light. I mean, because I went to the Instagram of the Sky Cave Retreats, and uh-huh. you know, they have videos of, you know, people kind of like sharing their testimonials about, you know, whatever they experienced in this, and there was a lot of them where they have like these covers over their eyes. So like, I don't know if like this is like a special kind of something that they wear that allows them to kind of see where they're going in the small house, but keeps the light out or something, but because they're all like lifting these covers up over their eyes when they come out, and they're just like, oh my God, it's so bright, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, I mean, it's like complete darkness for 4 days and four nights.
After you told me about it earlier, I looked it up, and well, sure enough, I was seeing these people's like testimonials.
Yeah.
Like, one guy comes out and it's like, he realized after he did 8 days. He was like, after 8 days, he just realized he needs to be more forgiving of a person. And then somebody else is like, got some sort of inspiration. And I'm like, are they doing mushrooms when they're in there too? Or is this just a,
I think all options are on the table for
all options are on the table.
Yeah.
As long as it's in the dark. So, okay. Yeah. it seems very, very strange. That's all. But you know, all right, I guess we'll find out. So what do you think his decision's going to be?
I don't know. I mean, I think the next time he's on Pat McAfee is going to be appointment viewing because, you know, they're going to be asking him about it. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's like, you know, I wonder what the Packers are thinking. Do we call him? Does he call us? Like, what's going on? So
yeah, exactly. I'm thinking before the retreat, he was like, I'm done. I'm retiring. After the retreat, you know, he got some clarity. And so he's going to go to the dark side, which is the Raiders. So that's the prediction.
The black uniforms remind him of the black environment that he... That's right.
Exactly. Either that or he'll go where all quarterbacks go to die, which would be the New York Jets. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Still seeing some slight slowdowns on the bridge, but has cleared up a good bit. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, Independence for the Blind's annual eyeballs coming up March 11th, and that'll be at 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help them provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. And also, let me tell you about Leap for Change. It's Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. What have the sanctions done to Mother Russia? We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 923.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Call right now, Bobby Ross, on News Radio 923. What did the sanctions do against Russia? Nada. It didn't really do anything. According to recent research, the sanctions really have not hit Russia's economy very hard. Now, if you go back to when they invaded, and this is what America was doing, I was like, I thought it was a joke. I was like, are you joking? This is like what you're going to do. Oh, we're going to cut you off from this financial resource. We're going to cut you off from that financial resource. We're going to close these exports. The one thing that could have had some impact was energy. But the European countries particularly could not cut off the energy they get from Russia just yet, because they would have nothing. So they had no energy independence. They had to rely on them. So they cut it back some, but they couldn't cut it back all the way because that would crush them. And so I thought it was a joke, because I was like, all you're going to do is like, oh, we're going to seize your assets. Okay, great. I will just steal assets in Ukraine. Thank you. I'm going to seize your assets. Fine, steal my assets. I'm just going to steal more in Ukraine. That's why I'm there. And that's exactly what's happened. The economy in Russia is not much different than what it was before the invasion. And apparently the ruble's trading about the same as it was before the invasion, and the whole works. It's like, holy cow. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. Stick around. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So I do want to hit the story real quick before we get to the top three stories, and that is the story that's been going around about mask mandates are not, or found to not be effective, and didn't really do any good, I guess you would say. Didn't change anything. So this is actually the second peer-reviewed study that has come out pertaining to masks in a couple of months. You know, we covered one of them that just showed that masks didn't really help protect you. Whether it be N95 or whether it be whatever, it didn't matter. So we covered that one. But then we also covered the so now we covered this one right here that's about, well, the mask mandate. So one of them is about the mask. Did the masks work? No. What about the mask mandate? No. Now, I full disclosure, before the mask mandates happened, I was one of those that said it seems to be common sense to wear a mask if you're sick. Now, that was always the caveat for me. It seems to make sense to wear a mask if you're sick. And at the time, we were being told that a lot of COVID carriers were asymptomatic. And so I even stated, it seems to make sense that if you're sick and you can spread a virus, then you should cover your mouth. It's just common sense. It's not going to be great, but if you're also social distancing, then between the social distance and the mask, it should prevent the spread of the virus. And then I said, and it also makes common sense to me that if so many people are asymptomatic, remember at one point they were saying 1 out of 3 are asymptomatic, meaning you don't show symptoms, so you don't know you're sick. So I'm like, so it makes sense that 1 out of 3 are asymptomatic, then you might as well wear a mask when you go out to places just as a safety precaution, but you shouldn't force people to do so. So I'm never for forcing people to do things. And so that was my stance on it back then. I remember Dr. Deborah Birx came out, and we had the audio for you. We've played it before. She came out and said, and the media asked her at the time, why has the administration not recommended mask wearing? And it was just asking recommendation, much less not, you know, they weren't saying mandate it. Why are they not even recommending mask wearing? And I remember I said, well, they're not doing it now because they're short on PPE. They're short on the number of masks. They're short on gloves. So they need to make sure they have plenty of masks and gloves, particularly N95 masks for the healthcare workers and other people who work in the healthcare industry. Once they are stockpiled in that area and they feel comfortable, I said, then watch. They'll start telling people you need to start wearing masks. Sure enough, that's what they did. But Dr. Deborah Birx is seared into my mind was she said, the thing is about masks, the reason why we don't recommend them is because we're afraid it will distract people from the more important things, which is regular hand washing and social distancing. It was seared in my mind. These are the two things that we know can do a great job at preventing the spread of the virus. Social distancing, hand washing. The masks, not so much. They knew it back then in 2020 that these masks didn't work. Not as good as social distancing. But you know what happened? The moment, and she was right. She predicted it. She said the moment we start telling people to wear masks, we're afraid they're going to stop doing the other things which are actually effective. And sure enough, that's what happened. As soon as she told people to wear masks, people were lined up in the aisles, you know, back to back again, all close. And it was misinformation that came out from the CDC particularly about mask wearing that screwed everything up. I'm sure people like Dr. Deborah Birx were just like fuming over Rochelle Walensky because she's like, I'm telling people that the best thing to do is social distance. You're telling people to wear, everybody wear a mask, everybody wear a mask, everybody wear a mask. That's all they hear. They forgot the social distancing part. Now it's spreading the virus. So, that's it. Now, going back to the mask mandate real quick. Mask mandates didn't work. And then we'll get traffic on the fives. The mask mandates didn't work. Well, yeah. This virus, at the beginning of March 2020, we knew it killed 3% of the people that got the virus, and it was usually those over the age of 65, over the age of 70. When you look back 2.5 years later, the number stayed the same. About 3% of those who contract it die from it, and that's mostly people over the age of 65 or 70. And I still maintain that number might have been lower if it wasn't for the vaccine. The vaccine caused people, the way the mask did, to let down their guard, to stop social distancing, to stop washing their hands so much. When the mask did that, so did the vaccine. Because now, not only did they stop social distancing, stop hand washing, they stopped wearing masks too. And the administrations from the beginning lied. They said, if you get the vaccine, you can't get the virus and you can't spread the virus. It was a lie. You can get the virus. It does help you overcome it better if you do get infected, but you definitely can spread it. But because of that one piece of misinformation, everybody let their guard down with social distancing, hand washing, and masks, and it spread the virus more, and that's why the numbers stayed high at 3%. Those are my thoughts. Let's get traffic with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. We are still seeing some slow-moving traffic at Airport and at 12th. This is going to be an accident at the intersection. Not showing any slowdowns anymore on 12th Avenue, but still, if you're getting out of the airport, going towards Airport Boulevard, expect some delays getting onto 12th Avenue due to this accident. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Text here says, Trump was right. It was all a hoax. The virus was real, but the stuff surrounding it was all just bull. Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's top three stories here for you. Biden has drawn his first Democrat challenger for 2024, Marianne Williamson. She's confirmed her plans to launch a bid for president in 2024. Then NTSB says there was no alert for the train crew until just before the derailment. And Vladimir Putin vows to strengthen Russia's nuclear armed forces. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit is, where'd it go? NBA is underway right now. Denver Nuggets are beating the Cleveland Cavs by 5 points. The Boston Celtics are beating the Indianapolis Pacers by 9. Orlando Magic leading the Detroit Pistons by 2 points. And on TNT, the Memphis Grizzlies have taken an 8-point lead against the Philadelphia 76ers. When that game's over, TNT is going to have the Golden State Warriors against the Lakers. NCAA women's basketball underway. Number 23, Florida State, has a 2-point lead over Wake Forest with 4 minutes left in the game. It's halftime on ESPN between number 1 South Carolina and Tennessee. South Carolina leads by 4 points. Halftime between Rutgers and number 12 Michigan. Michigan has a 1-point lead. And halftime between number 8 Utah against Cal. Utah has a 6-point lead there. Earlier today, Stanford withheld the upset set. So number 3 Stanford for women's basketball withheld number 21 Colorado. Double overtime, they finally ended up winning 73-62. Number 10 Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech earlier today as well. In NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2, Memphis is tied with Wichita State at 40 apiece. When that game's over, you'll have USC against Colorado. And after that, you'll have University of South Dakota against number 12 Gonzaga. NHL hockey underway. Minnesota leads Columbus Blue Jackets 2-0. Detroit over, who's Detroit playing? Detroit's over the Rangers 1-0. The LA Kings are over the New Jersey Red Devils 2-0. Edmonton over Pittsburgh 2-1. Tampa Bay Lightning are tied up with Buffalo at 1 apiece. And Washington is beating Anaheim 1-0. All those are basically at the end of the first period. In sports news for you right here on News Radio 92.3, Kevin Durant has scrimmaged with the Phoenix Suns, but he's been ruled out till at least till Monday, and it's looking like he's going to make a Wednesday debut with the Suns. Atlanta Hawks are moving quickly to try to hire a new coach. They don't want to wait till the end of the season. They're already in talks with former Utah Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder. Over in the NFL, the Rams and linebacker Bobby Wagner have parted ways after the first year of his 5-year contract. Aaron Rodgers ended his darkness retreat, and now he'll make a decision on his future. The Broncos have hired Vance Joseph as their defensive coordinator over Rex Ryan and Matt Patricia. And over in baseball, Bryce Harper is expected to report to the Phillies in 2 weeks. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina made an appearance in Iowa. And what people are saying is a campaign-style rally where he pointed fingers at Democrats for their far-left ideology. He goes on and said this, too. We need leaders who lift us up, not tear us down. I see a future where common sense has rebuilt common ground, where we've created real unity, not by compromising away our conservatism, but by winning converts to our conservatism. I see 330 million Americans getting back to celebrating and our shared blessings again and tolerating our differences. I see us having each other's backs again. I've stated before, but I'm not shy about it. I really like Tim Scott, and I was hoping when Trump lost last election, I was like, okay, new blood of Republicans, who would be in the running. I was open that I wanted to see Tim Scott. I think, and look, I don't even agree with a lot of Tim Scott's policies. I just feel like he would be an important person to be on the stage in the 2024 debate. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him throw his name in the hat. And so then you have Senator Tim Scott, and you have Nikki Haley, and then President Trump. Those would be the three thus far. All right, coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and then got to cover a couple lighter stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3. Before we get to traffic on the fives, real quick, we forgot to hit today's sign of the apocalypse, so let's hit that one.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. Today's sign of the apocalypse, there is a woman who is in jail for killing three people. Well, she's a Florida woman. And her attorney is arguing that she needs to be released from prison. Why? Because she's innocent? No, not necessarily. But because she's pregnant and her growing child is innocent. And by keeping her in prison, it is unlawfully detaining the child. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. She's like, my child that is growing inside of me had nothing to do with this crime. I'm the only murderer here, but I need to be freed in order to free the child. Free the baby! Oh, boy. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by ECUA. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Help ensure ECUA's recycled materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or just download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, a new study says there's no evidence mask mandates did anything beneficial at all during COVID anywhere in the world. That study from Oxford University concluded there's just no evidence they made any difference. A new bill looking to make the AR-15-style rifle the national gun of the United States. Alabama Congressman Barry Moore introduced the bill, and it's co-sponsored by George Santos. Fans of the Lord of the Rings franchise can plan on taking a trip back to Middle-earth, perhaps sometime soon. Warner Brothers announced today during an earnings call the company brokered a deal to make multiple movies based on the beloved J.R.R. Tolkien books. Not known when the projects will release or what specific timelines they will follow, but Bobby, more Lord of the Rings movies.
I'm surprised because they just did that Amazon series.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called, Power of the Ring or something like that. And, you know, it's going to have multiple series. I'm surprised they didn't just go that route, you know, more TV-type series, more streaming-type series instead of just cranking out some more movies. So, but I guess, you know, movies must be a lot of money in the movies. So, you know, I watched the series on Amazon. I thought it was very good. And, I've never been a huge J.R.R. Tolkien fan, but I respect it. Like, I respect the art and the story. But so I'm not one that's like, yes, more movies.
Yeah.
And so what are your thoughts on it?
I'll be interested in the movies. Like, I'm just not one of those people that, you know, it's the same thing with the Marvel series on Disney Plus. Yeah. Like, I just haven't really kept up with that at all, but you know, anytime a Marvel movie comes out, I'm in. So I'll be interested to see about these movies.
There's probably a lot like you then. That's why they're like, you know what, the Amazon Prime thing was good, but we need to crank some movies out. So all right, very nice. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. More restaurants are trying subscription programs. That's right. You know how you can get the subscription boxes where you get food delivered to you once a month or once a week or whatever it is. Apparently, a lot of restaurants are starting to try the same thing. That's all I need. A subscription that's going to automatically deliver pizza to my house every day. I'm going to weigh 500 pounds. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.